Grateful, thankful, and spiritual. 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. And joining us on the telephone right now, live, is our friend and monthly returning guest, the founder of Living with Inner Elegance, Caroline Phipps. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Rick. How are you? And happy holidays.
Thank you so much. I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, you sound good, and you're spreading the cheer and the good music, and I love that.
Well, I thank you, and it feels good, and I'm having a good time, especially around the holidays. You know, kind of the rules bend a little bit. We get to play some songs that we haven't heard for a year. We break them out, some fun holiday Christmas songs and Hanukkah songs, and it's a lot of fun.
It sounds great, and I think you are so good at spreading the cheer. I love it.
Well, thank you very much. And today, we're going to be talking about the gift that is probably the easiest to give, doesn't cost anything, and is probably most well-received, and you could never return it.
You're so right. This whole idea of giving the gift of kindness.
It's kindness.
Yeah. I mean, kindness is contagious. It costs nothing to give, as you say, has enormous payoffs, and it means everything. And I'm thinking, you know, for those of us who don't have a fortune to go and spend on lavish gifts for everyone, wow. What a bargain kindness is.
Well, especially when you time it in the right way, it's explosive. It's better than any material gift.
Yeah, it's so true. And I'm going to share with you my optimism for next year, for 2025.
Okay? Please, yes.
And this is why I am optimistic about it. On the day after the election, I was called for jury duty in Hudson. And as I'm shuffling into the courthouse with 150 other very weary looking jurors, I have to say, most of us, I think, had stayed up a little later than normal to see the results, you know. And we're shuffling in, and I was very aware of us all being collectively weary, including me. And then the other thing that I noticed was that people were smiling at each other. There were some young mums with kids, you know, you get called for jury duty and you don't have any time to work out childcare and you may not be able to afford to anyway and you don't know how long you're going to be. And the court officials were bouncing babies on their knees and people were handing, you know, children around to care for and giving up seats and everything. And the last time I'd been called for jury duty, it wasn't like that. I mean, it had been a number of years before when I had to go before. And it certainly, there wasn't that kind of atmosphere. And I thought, how interesting that is, because I wasn't necessarily expecting that on the day after the election.
And everyone.
And then I.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And everyone in their state of mind and their physical staying up late. Tiredness.
Yeah, you would imagine it might be a little different to that. And then in the market on the way home, I popped in and a similar thing happened again. People were helping one another with groceries, getting up on shelves to get things down, smiling at each other. And I thought, this is so interesting because we're coming off, you know, this year of polarization and divisiveness. And then if you look back even to before the pandemic, we were experiencing this loneliness and isolation epidemic that got so bad that the Surgeon General actually issued a health advisory on what loneliness and disconnection was doing to our collective health. So it made me wonder, what is suddenly, for me, these are just my observations, but what is going on now that we've had a number of years sort of building up to, that we're just getting worse and worse in terms of us, you know, not communicating so well, not greeting one another? And here's my theory. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So human history has a way of being this power struggle, you know?
Yeah.
Things happen and then other things come along and push against it. And there's this never-ending pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling. And now we're in a situation where instead of things taking decades to unfold or months to unfold, now, you know, our world changes in weeks and days and hours, and and it's sort of head snapping how fast everything is moving. And it made me think a little bit about, there was an eminent psychologist that I think many of us have heard of, Carl Jung, who was he was really particularly good on dreams and this whole idea of human collective unconscious.
Yeah.
Where we as a species share instinctive collective behavior that is basically automatic. And it's there to help us to survive. And I was thinking that maybe we tend to value the most what we're in danger of losing. And I had this theory that perhaps this spontaneous outpouring that I'm seeing everywhere, people being kinder and more connected with one another, I wondered if this is some kind of a shift that we're having, where we're concerned about not connecting and not having community, because I think most of us would prefer to live peacefully and kindly and connectedly. And it's made me think that perhaps we're in a situation where we are seeing the opposite of what has been happening and building up for a long time.
So you think people are rebelling and now have a bigger need to communicate and be in touch with one another and gather in community spaces?
Yes, I think so. And I'm seeing people organizing events and bringing people in, and sort of changing the tenor of what has been going on.
Well, that's,
and it's given me a lot of optimism for going forward.
Yeah. That is optimistic.
And you know, kindness is contagious, and the payoffs, the biological payoffs, are so huge for kindness. You know, it raises your serotonin and your dopamine.
Well, it is true. And it's just simply documented, like, even you hear these stories about that people paid it forward on the drive-through of a fast food restaurant. One person went, paid for the person behind them, and that continued on for like 7-8 hours. Which is kind of amazing. And that's just kind of, that's it. You know, it's just one act of kindness after another that was perpetuated. What do you mean they bought my food? Well, I'm going to buy the car behind me. Well, this has been going on for 4 hours. And then before you know it, you're caught up in that. And that is a positive thing, at least, where people are connecting and doing nice things for each other, even simple as that.
Yeah, it's quite incredible. And in my experience of being in and out of, you know, caring for people in hospitals and nursing homes, in acute wards in some of the major hospitals, they actually designate a person, a kindness person, a kindness nurse, to sit next to the patient and hold their hand. Because it's not just that you're sitting there keeping an eye on somebody who is very, very unwell and you have to check their vital signs. It's also to do with the fact that it brings down it brings down your blood pressure and your stress levels, and scientifically has been proven to reduce pain levels too. This is how powerful kindness is for one another, because we all know that we don't really feel very good when we've been unkind.
Remorseful.
And you just think, oh gosh. that wasn't too great.
That was not even the best of me.
Not the best of me. And even if you're sort of thinking, ha, well, I told them, you know, because we're all human. A little bit afterwards, you know, that sense of victory kind of dies down and you think, oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can't believe what I just said or what I was foolishly letting out of my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel great. Mm-mm. It has completely the opposite effect. It has a negative effect.
It does.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I feel that. Maybe some others don't.
Well, I don't really know. I think generally at our core, we sort of do know that. I think we often might sort of make an excuse for it. You know, oh, well, they were really annoying. I had to. You know.
Well, how can you suggest to all the listeners of 98.1 KZE, Caroline Phipps, on how to be a kinder person? And what are some tools that we can use to keep kindness in the forefront and not let it get buried behind other thoughts?
Well, I think one thing to just remind ourselves of is that it doesn't need to be too complicated.
Yes.
You know, it can be holding a door open for somebody. It can be a big smile. It can be just having that sense of, oh, you need a little hand with that over there. I can help with that. It doesn't have to be anything even too major or too time-consuming. It can just be every day, you know, in that moment, just that little bit of extra kindness and consideration.
And it's easy. It's easy to do. It's absolutely free. And it just takes maybe one flash of an extra thought of what you can do to spread kindness and be a contributor.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know, that person to whom you've just given a big smile or said, hi, how are you? Or, you know, let me help you with that. Well, then have that with them, feel better themselves, and have more bandwidth then to do the same thing for somebody else that they meet later on.
They'll be more likely to pay forward a smile without hesitating. And just like, again, the drive-through pay-it-forward thing, same thing with a smile. One smile leads to another, and before you know it, there's a long chain of smiling going on, and, well, everyone's happy.
Exactly, and that's what that's my optimistic hope for 2025, is that we've sort of had enough of this sense of, you know, we had to wear masks, right, through the pandemic,
yeah.
So nobody could smile at one another.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told to keep away from one another. And it takes a little bit of time to get back into this connectedness, this kindness. But I see it, and I see it on street level.
Yeah.
So that's my optimistic view for the coming year.
Well, there's nothing better than the holiday season, giving the gift of kindness. So thank you, Caroline, for making sure that everyone knows how important it is to be kind to one another and how contagious it is and how it doesn't really take that much out of you to do.
Exactly. And we do feel better when we're kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your kindness, and thanks for every month of 2024 being on the money with great topics and always enlightening myself and others with your great topics. And all the best in 2025, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Rick, and thank you for all you do for all of us in the tri-state area and online.
Ah, shucks. Thanks. I appreciate that. And
of course.
It's my pleasure. We have to try our best to spread that kindness. I'm with you.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Have a happy holiday.
You too. And I got a big, big wrapped up box of kindness for you.
I love the bow you put on it. That was so thoughtful.
Well, enjoy it and use it very frivolously.
Thank you so much.
All right. All the best. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon, Caroline.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rick.
Bye.
Okay.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back. That was Caroline Phipps. Check her out online at carolinephipps.com. You could listen to archived editions of, well, our chats throughout years. And she has quite an archive. And some of the topics in some of the archives, they have how many plays they received. And they're in the thousands. So thank you for listening and going back to them and more. And I am grateful to be a part of it here on 98.1 KZE.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus at the Uptown Kingston Dental Office of Drs. Jeffrey and Maureen Villalma.